This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of cases of measles in Colorado is growing. The state has recorded a fourth case this year, a second case in Denver. It's in an adult, a household contact of the first Denver case. That one was identified earlier this month. The health departments of the city and the state say there's no risk of exposure to the general public because the person has been in quarantine during their infectious period. Health officials recommend getting vaccinated if you're not already. State lawmakers won't consider a plan to accelerate Colorado's transition to renewable energy, at least this year. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The potential bill would have forced investor-owned utilities like Xcel Energy to eliminate their climate impact by 2040. That's a decade earlier than currently required. A draft circulated among industry and environmental groups earlier this month. Opponents quickly organized, asking lawmakers not to consider it with just weeks left in the legislative session. State House Speaker Julie McCluskey now says she doesn't plan to allow the bill this year, but hopes conversations about the concept continue. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado has joined a multi-state lawsuit to block new tariffs. The lawsuit addresses four executive orders that raise tariffs without congressional approval. Governor Polis and Attorney General Phil Weiser say the tariffs hurt Colorado's agriculture, small businesses, and consumers. The U.S. now imposes a 145% tariff on China, a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico, and 10% tariffs everywhere else. In Denver, it's 51 degrees currently. Grand Junction reporting 57. This is CPR News.